If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas, and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life. Or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
Inflation hits hard.
I haven't seen these type of prices in all my life.
U.S. weapons for Ukraine.
The small number of high-tech medium-range rocket systems.
Southern California water restrictions.
It's the worst drought we've ever seen.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, President Biden has met with the chairman of the Federal Reserve to plot strategy as inflation takes a deep toll at the supermarket and the gas pump.
I've been really affected by the gas prices. $100 for this little car.
AAA now says gas prices have gone up again. The national average for a gallon of regular is now $4.67. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen now admits she was wrong about the path inflation would take, telling CNN she underestimated the shocks to the economy from COVID and Russia's invasion of Ukraine. CBS's Carter Evans has more on small business owners who made it through the worst of the pandemic to face even greater challenges.
Erica Gutierrez's Mexican heritage shop in Pasadena, California is just hanging on.
How are you surviving?
Off my savings.
She's struggling with inflation.
We now have to pay more for products. We have to pay a lot more for shipping.
Are you afraid you might run out of business?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Nationally, 85% of small businesses experienced financial challenges in the last year. And right now, optimism among those owners is at its lowest level in nearly 50 years.
This was a bike shop.
Pasadena Chamber of Commerce President Paul Little says the city's lost about 15% of its businesses since the pandemic began.
Inflation has really presented another challenge to businesses.
But how much more can they take?
Well, exactly.
Gutierrez had hoped to hire another employee by now. Instead, she may have to look for a second job.
I do have to figure out how to bring income to my home.
Carter Evans, Pasadena, California.
Now to Uvalde, Texas. CBS News has learned the chief of police for the school system has not responded to state investigators who want a second interview about the police response to last week's mass shooting. Pete Arredondo was sworn in yesterday to a seat on the city council. CBS's Lilia Luciano has more on the investigation.
Authorities initially said the shooter walked in through a side door left propped open by a teacher.
That same teacher walks back to the exit door and door remains propped open.
But that teacher's lawyer now says she diligently shut it when she learned there was a gunman. DPS said the door was closed but not locked. But among the loudest questions is why did it take 75 minutes for law enforcement to confront the killer?
This is a parent's nightmare.
As her funeral nears this Sunday, 10-year-old Alicia Ramirez's parents are left with haunting doubts of what could have been done differently.
I don't understand how police officers, you know, they're sworn to protect. They're outside the room, just hearing gunshots, kids screaming. go in there, save those kids.
President Biden has vowed to get involved at some point with members of Congress as lawmakers consider efforts on new gun legislation. CBS's Scott McFarlane is on Capitol Hill.
The U.S. House Judiciary Committee is actually returning to Washington for votes on new federal gun control bills, including a ban on new high-capacity magazines, to raise the minimum age for purchasing semi-automatic rifles, and to make law a ban on bump stocks, the first legislative action since the school shooting in Texas last week.
The Biden administration's newest aid package to Ukraine includes some longer-range rocket systems. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
The administration is quick to point out these artillery rocket systems known as HIMARS will have greater precision against Russian advances, but will not be used to strike targets within Russia. And the U.S. won't be giving Ukraine long-range weapons, which could escalate the war. The latest package will also include more radar systems, Javelin missiles, helicopters, and tactical vehicles.
It's 3 o'clock somewhere. Time for a My Mochi ice cream snack. My Mochi ice cream is cool, creamy scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, pillowy dough. And get this, all of My Mochi's fabulous flavors like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream are only around 80 calories per piece. Talk about a guilt-free, indulgent experience. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned, gluten-free mochis that are great for grab-and-go. So feel good while curbing your afternoon cravings or the midnight munchies. Yeah, you know who you are with the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream. Find My Mochi ice cream at Target or visit MyMochi.com to locate a grocery store near you.
New water rules taking hold today in Southern California. CBS's Steve Futterman tells us lawn watering in many places is now restricted to once a week.
How bad is it?
It's the worst drought we've ever seen.
Linda Lohill is a water expert here in Southern California.
We have no choice. There's no water.
In the hardest hit areas, residents will only be allowed to water their lawns once a week. Dimitri Polizus is a senior engineer with the Metropolitan Water District.
There isn't enough water accessible this year.
People are being urged to replace their lawns with what's called water-wise gardens. That's what Sarah LaRiviere did.
We've used a lot of different types of sage, white sage, Cleveland sage.
But for those who still have lawns,
can you handle your lawn turning brown?
I can handle it.
Some can deal with it, some cannot.
I prefer to have a green lawn, but I'm never going to take a shower all summer. That should be my choice.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Also in Southern California, a civil trial opens today. Bill Cosby faces sex abuse allegations. This stems from an alleged incident at the Playboy Mansion in 1975 involving a 16-year-old girl. Judy Huth is now 64. Cosby, who's 85, has denied any wrongdoing. A federal judge in Washington holds a hearing today in John Hinckley's bid to be freed from all remaining restrictions. Hinckley shot President Reagan back in 1981. He now lives in Virginia after more than 2 decades in a mental hospital. Hinckley's been limited in where he can travel, and officials have had access to his electronic devices and email accounts. In a 5-4 ruling, the U.S. Supreme Court has blocked a Texas law that took aim at social media censorship. CBS's Matt Piper.
The decision puts the law on hold and sends it back to the lower courts. Conservative groups claim tech companies like Facebook and Twitter unfairly target their voices, but the companies insist they apply their guidelines evenly.
Overseas, a more than 4-hour struggle on the Paris clay. 13-time French Open champ Rafael Nadal topped the defending title holder Novak Djokovic in a 4-set quarterfinal match.
We have an amazing story together, facing each other in the most important matches for such a long time.
Nadal is gunning for his 22nd major title. They seem eternally linked, Las Vegas and Elvis.
Viva Las Vegas!
But the familiar Elvis-themed Vegas wedding? Not so fast. The licensing company that controls the name and image of the king is ordering chapel operators to stop using Elvis in ceremonies. Cease and desist letters have gone out. Some operators in Vegas say the move could put them out of business.
Support for this show comes from Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of 2, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to help keep you connected and moving together as one.
Years on the British throne for Queen Elizabeth is cause for celebration.
4 days of official national observances kick off tomorrow with a parade of some 1,400 soldiers, 200 mounted cavalry, and 400 musicians. They'll process to Buckingham Palace, where the Queen and senior royals will review them from the balcony. Last time, a still single Prince Harry was with them. This time, only serving royals will appear, neatly excluding Black Sheep Harry and his disgraced uncle, Prince Andrew. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Shanghai coming back to life today as China's largest city begins to emerge from a two-month COVID-19 lockdown. Buses and subways are running again. There were protests over the clampdown, but Shanghai's Communist Party calls it a success and in a letter thanked people for their support and contributions. That's the CBS World News Roundup for the 1st of June. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast. I'm here with my producer, Becca. Becca, what can people expect on the podcast?
The extended moments, for sure.
Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
I use the internet.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true. Listen to Blood is Thicker: The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.